From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Everybody who rides the bus sees bad behavior, but nothing quite like this week. In downtown Seattle, a rider shot a bus driver in the face and fled to another bus before himself being shot and killed by police. Amazingly, the bus driver lived. That incident got us thinking about bus drivers and what a tough job it has to be. They drive, they provide customer service, and they have to enforce the rules. Drivers deal with riders who can be confused, irate, and sometimes downright belligerent. And despite that, they not only get us where we're going, sometimes they can be really great. So we thought it would be a good idea to take some time to hear about the best things a bus driver ever did for you. 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW. When did your bus driver do something above and beyond? 800-289-5869. Or you can write to us, conversation at KUOW.org. Getting a lot of reaction to this on Facebook, Julie wrote, I was 9 months pregnant and I was on the opposite corner of the street waiting for the light to change so I could get to my bus stop. The driver just pulled away from the stop when he saw me. He saw the intersection during the stayed at the intersection for the whole green light and waited for the light to change so I could cross the street safely and get on the bus. It was truly the nicest thing a bus driver has ever done for me. Then Naipuna wrote, my car broke down on 405 one night when I was driving home from taking my children to an autism family event in Lacey. It was near an exit that had nothing but a park and ride and a bus stop. My cell phone battery had died trying to get a signal to call a tow truck. I took my three children to the bus stop and to get out of the rain. When the bus pulled up, the driver said she was the last bus of the night, and then she let us on. We didn't have a fare in cash, but she took us to downtown Bellevue where we were able to take a taxi home. A couple of great bus stories, and maybe you've got your own. Share them with us at 206-543-5869. That's 206-543-KUOW, outsider area, 800-289-5869. Or write conversation at KUOW.org. Alex Hudson is a frequent bus rider here in Seattle, and she's been gathering together some of the nice stories about bus drivers that people are sharing on the website Reddit. Alex, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Ross. Thanks for having me.
So what prompted you to do this on Reddit?
I'm a car-free person, so I ride the bus almost exclusively. And when all of this happened this week, that's one of the bus stops I use. It just got me thinking about how important bus drivers are as people, how my life would be significantly different if I didn't have bus drivers, how I wouldn't be able to get anywhere I needed to go, including, you know, to work, entertainment, see my friends, any of that. And so I really wanted people to have an opportunity to talk about bus drivers, not as just being some kind of automatic, you know, another element, mechanism of the bus, but as actual people to kind of reframe those stories about how grateful we are.
I use the bus all the time, and they're like chauffeurs. They take you where you want to go. It's pretty great,
it's like
when you think about it.
Having your own personal driver.
I know. That's pretty great. What's the best thing that a bus driver did for you, Alex?
You know, I've been thinking a lot about this, and as people have been sharing some really incredible stories, and mine isn't quite as flashy as other people's. I live on First Hill, so normally I take the 3 or the 4 into downtown. And it was after work one day, and I was going to take the 545 bus from downtown Seattle to Redmond to go and visit my grandma. And it was in the winter, and I just kind of had a long day and what felt like sort of a long string of long days. And I was sitting on the bus, and we got through the Redmond park and ride, and we're almost there, and it was just me and the driver at this point. I'm the last person on the bus, and I just kind of started crying. And not like sobbing or anything, but, you know, crying, doing a cry. And I'm trying to get myself together and wiping my face and sniffling my nose a little bit. And this is in the old days when you used to pay as you were leaving.
Right.
And the bus driver just stopped me and he said, young lady, I don't know what it is that's got you so sad, but I hope that it's nothing that a warm meal and a cold beer can't take care of, you know.
How sweet.
Yeah, and then he said, take care of yourself. Tomorrow's a new day.
Wow.
And I just thought that was just a really touching kind of human-to-human moment.
That's so fantastic.
He could have just let me get off the bus.
He got you there, and he made you feel better when you got there.
Exactly.
Hey, Alex, thanks for telling us about it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Alex Hudson, and here's a story that came off of Reddit, where there's a stream going where people are talking about their great bus stories. A man named George used to drive the eastbound 550 on weekday evenings at the Mercer Island and downtown Bellevue stops. He would get on the PA and tell everyone to have a Merry Full Monday, a terrific Tuesday, depending on the day of the week, and each and every person getting off would reciprocate it to him. A few times he would also say to you, party on. Sometimes I'd respond with, party on, Wayne, and he'd come back with, party on, Garth. It was awesome, wrote this person. And then Cyrus wrote this. I don't know how many grains of salt to take this with. A Beacon Hill bus driver, Reggie, gave me a lap dance at Busch Garden while the karaoke DJ sang for me Birthday Sex. Reggie's birthday advice was, if you don't love yourself, you can't love anyone else. The bus driver that bought Cyrus a lap dance. What's the best thing that a bus driver ever did for you? 206-543-5869. 800-289-5869. Write to us, conversation at kuow.org. Tess is listening to us today up on Capitol Hill. How about you, Tess?
Hi. Well, first of all, Alex's story made me cry.
Wasn't that a great story? Let me see if we can get Tess back on again. Let's go to the lower bank here and see if we can get Tess back on. Tess, are you with us?
Yes.
Okay, sorry about that. So, wasn't that a great story?
Yeah, that was really incredible. I teared up just listening to it. I had something very similar to the beginning of Alex's story. It's nothing as flashy as other people, but, I ride the 49 every single day to work, and it's the beginning and the end of my day. And we had a new bus driver sometime last week, and he welcomed me aboard, and he welcomed everybody aboard. And before he actually started moving the bus, he would say, here we go, which is such a nice treat because bus drivers don't realize that when you're walking, when the bus is moving, you basically lose everything that's in your hands and you have your lunch and your coffee. So a small token to just let us know that we are actually moving was so nice. And then at each stop, he would just point out some really fun attractions that you don't notice when you live in Seattle for, 5 years.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so great to do because, like you, sometimes I'm standing up and the bus stops and it'd be nice to get a little bit of warning so you can kind of know that the forward momentum is taking place. And I really love it when you get a bus driver who drives as though there's an egg between his foot and the gas pedal and slowly accelerates and slows down so you don't get that falling over sensation you sometimes get. Hooray for those bus drivers.
Yeah, and it was so amazing. I was like, this guy loves his job. He is probably, he's best in the world at driving a bus. And it's rare to find someone who, it's a tough job, but to find someone who loves it,
yeah.
It made me realize how special it can be, even just going to work, to love what you're doing and to just be the best at it, like regardless of what you're actually doing. And he made me feel that, and it made my day.
Hey, Tess, thanks for telling us that story.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for opening it up.
Let's go over to Bainbridge, where we've got Chuck on the line. Chuck, good afternoon. What's the best thing a bus driver ever did for you?
Hey, Ross. A few years ago, I boarded the bus and paid my fare and started walking down the aisle. And then I heard the bus driver say, excuse me, sir. And I'm annoyed for a second because I said, what? I paid my fare. I turned around. I walked back and leaned down. I said, yeah. And he says, your fly's down. I said, oh, thank you.
That is a true friend.
Yeah, especially from a stranger.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks a lot for telling us about that, Chuck. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Laura Kaufman, who's listening to us today. And we wanted to get her in to tell a story about this because she's a freelance writer who covers politics and business and toxic waste and labor. And she also talks about riding the bus for Crosscut. Laura, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ross. How's it going?
Good. So tell me about the best thing a bus driver ever did for you.
Well, I'll have to tell you about my favorite bus driver. He's a guy named Dwayne Thomas, and he's this big, handsome hunk of a guy who drives around with monkeys on his dashboard, stuffed monkeys.
And what is the significance of the monkeys on the dashboard? Has he ever told you?
Yeah. Well, when he first started driving a bus about 19 years ago, he was doing the night shift with lots of transients, and he noticed how hostile it was. In fact, he was punched in the face by a woman after he told her to stop drinking. So he just decided he's going to start bringing in some stuffed monkeys, and now his dashboard is lined with them. And we got Curious Doors, we got a number one dad monkey, a sock monkey with one of those little beanies. And he said that the monkeys just changed the mood on the bus. He said it's like painting a room pink. And I saw it on a recent ride. It just changes the mood of everyone. There was a little old man, he could hardly walk, and he said, take care of your wonderful animals. And then there were these two women, and he broke up an argument between them.
Wow.
And later, one of the women sat up front, and she noticed the monkeys, and her voice softened, and she said, "Oh, you got your little friends. That's cute." And he's getting all these compliments on his driving. And one woman said, "Thanks for the lovely ride." And Blaine thinks that the monkeys seem to have these magical powers. He wiggles his fingers as if to conjure a spell, and he says, "Oh, I call it the monkey effect."
And it's working out for him, it sounds like. That reminds me of this bus driver who also changed the environment of the bus. She put a Christmas tree on the bus at Christmas. It was so great. I got on the bus, and there was a little Christmas tree there. And you, have you ever been on the bus with a guy who has all the soccer paraphernalia? He has these soccer scarves. They're from all over the world, and they're all the he adorns the front of the bus with all that stuff. And in a city like this with all these Sounders fans, that probably strikes up a conversation right away. And maybe it's also to diffuse the anger some people feel when they get on the bus.
Yeah, it personalizes it.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, thanks so much for telling us about that.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to The Conversation on KUOW. And the conversation today, the last live conversation, we're going to be doing some reruns of some of our favorite shows over the next couple of weeks and reappearing on September 3rd. As The Record, a news magazine program. But we're taking your calls today about the best thing that a bus driver ever did for you. Let's go to Rose, who's listening to us today over in Squim. Rose, what's the best thing a bus driver ever did for you?
Oh, wow. I can't believe this fellow. I don't remember who it was. Don't think it was a regular driver. I used to work downtown Seattle on the waterfront and lived in Redmond off 148th near Microsoft. And this was about 1990. There was this horrific snowstorm we had that people came in the morning, everything was fine, and it started in and it got worse and worse and worse. And the company said, "Well, we're going to let everybody go home before it gets beyond." And at that point, it had started. Nobody was ready. None of the buses, nobody. And I walked to, I don't remember exactly how it all started, but I got to my bus stop about 3 o'clock, and I didn't get home till 1.
Wow.
And it's like about 10 hours, and it took like 3 hours to get out of just the at the edge of Seattle. And he dropped everybody off. I mean, the fear everybody had and the slowness and the everybody thirsty, hungry, got to go to the bathroom. He let me off to go to a tavern. I had time to come back.
Wait a minute. He's driving the bus and he let you go to a tavern and have a drink and come back?
I had to go to the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And he was still there at the same stop, same intersection.
Uh-huh.
And he drove us so valiantly. I mean, it got dark and all these, the freeway, he had to change his whole route. I mean, just from here to there, we didn't know where he was going, where he had to go. I think they changed from one bridge to the other bridge or some. I don't remember, but all I remember is, how are we going to, you know, I felt like we were just this troop climbing Mount Everest or something.
And he was your group leader. He was your Sherpa, and he got you home.
Right. And, I mean, we were just all hanging on his, you know, his abilities and his, to stay awake and stay clear. And the I was the last person was about around somewhere in Eastgate Sammamish. He dropped off his regular route.
Right.
And I lived near Marymore Park.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, where do you live?" "I live near Sammamish, Marymore Park." And he goes, "Okay, I'll take you there."
He took you to your house?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
His apartment, but he took me right to the apartment.
Wow. That is service. You almost feel like, it probably felt like.
It was service beyond. And I regret to this day that I did not report this and just ask to make him driver of, you know.
Did it occur to you, maybe I should tip this guy?
Oh, I mean, I just, to this day, I'm glad that I was able to say this now because he deserved it, and I don't know if he's listening.
Yeah.
I don't even know if there's any bus drivers still remember that.
Well, that was an amazing storm, and what great service to get on something like that. Rose, thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. A bus driver helped out KUOW's Allie Ferguson when she was in a really annoying situation.
I was taking the 49 home from Capitol Hill to the U District. It's like 10 at night, and I was standing waiting for my bus to come, and this drunk guy on Capitol Hill starts talking to me, kind of harassing me, like, "Hey, Blondie, do you have a boyfriend?" kind of thing. It was pretty annoying, but I get on the bus, thought it was over with, He follows me to my seat, sits down right next to me, even though he has all these other friends, and just keeps talking to me. And like, finally, he starts to invade my personal space. And I was like, sir, you're making me really uncomfortable. Can you go back and sit with your friends? He doesn't leave, starts being like, no, I want to talk to you. I'm just being friendly. And this lady bus driver turns around and just yells, sir, I'm not handling this. Get off my bus. And she pulls over, like not even at a stop, pulls over and forces him to get off and just keeps driving. And then when I went to get off at my stop, I was like, I'm so sorry for any inconvenience I caused you. And she just goes, sweetie, don't ever worry about it. If you're feeling uncomfortable, always tell me. And it was great.
Wow. We're swapping great bus driver stories. And Arwen Nix is a fellow strap hanger on buses. Did anything ever great happen to you on a bus?
Something really great actually happened to me. It was last Thanksgiving, and there I was in my high heels, and it started raining, and I was walking down Pine from 15th on Capitol Hill, and I was carrying a chocolate cream pie. And I didn't have a cover for it or anything, but I was going to a Thanksgiving dinner with all my friends. And so I'm very slowly, inch by inching, my way down the hill, trying not to ruin this pie. And I have an injured arm at the time. And as so as I'm going down, I'm walking down the street, I hear this bus stop. And I turn around, and this bus driver had pulled over, and she opened the doors, not at a stop. And she looked at me, and she was like, child, get on this bus. You're going to ruin that pie. And I was like, well, I don't have any money. I don't have any cash. And she's like, don't worry about it. And then she asked everyone on the bus if they minded if we had a little detour. And she took me to the Thanksgiving dinner. It was another story like Rose and Squim, where door-to-door service from the city bus driver. And the pie was fine. And I said, thank you. And she wished me a happy Thanksgiving. And then everyone wished me a happy Thanksgiving. And I got off the bus. That was it. I haven't seen her. I don't even know what bus it was.
Wow. And that's what we're kind of doing today. Today is a day of Thanksgiving for all the great bus drivers and the things they've done for us. You can go to our Facebook page, KUOW's Ross Reynolds, and see some of the other amazing stories that people tell about their bus drivers and add your own. Also, check out that Reddit page that Alex Hudson put up where you see some other amazing stories we're not going to have time for today. From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds.